Welcome to Red Meat, the conservative news update you need from Odyssey stations across the country. This is the place where we're not afraid to dig in. Let's talk about the SAVE Act, and then I swear we'll find something more fun to discuss. Here's the Mark Cox Show.
Capital Beat.
Right, we've got Congresswoman Ann Wagner with us from the 2nd Congressional District. Aren't you so looking forward to listening to Kamala Harris again in 2028?
Yes, the word salad queen, I call her.
Unbelievable. Wanting to stack the Supreme Court. I mean, at least they're being honest. If they tell you up front what damage they want to do to the country, hopefully people are listening.
Well, she's gone full in DSA, or Democrat Socialist America, and along with all the rest of them. This is what their party has done. This lurch, radical lurch into socialism has been shocking to witness, and it continues across the country. We got more primaries coming up next week in Florida. You know that 7 Democrat incumbents have already gone down to the socialist / communists across the country, from New York to Colorado to Michigan. We almost saw it in Wisconsin the other night. And 2 more in Florida next week are on chop block, incumbents that will most probably go down to the socialists.
You know, Ann, I heard somebody from the RNC say this week that the leader of the RNC, his name escapes me, is the guy from North Carolina?
I can't remember his name.
Anyway,
Ken Martin.
Martin. He said that he feels better now about the midterms than he ever has. And I think part of it's got to be because the left in this country is adopting, basically backing these socialists, and he doesn't think Americans are going to go there.
No, they're not going to go there. These are, again, radical, radical ideas that I think even Democrats would be against, to be perfectly honest, if we keep letting these people win and get into positions of power. I mean, you heard the litany from the queen of the word salad, Kamala Harris, but they want to abolish the Senate. They want to abolish the president. They want to abolish the Supreme Court. They want to open up prisons, open borders. It's just truly astounding. And, you know, and then some of it is just so about hating America. Look I can't know if I pronounced her name right, Daria Lisa Chevalier in New York.
Yes.
Bragging about wiping her dirty hands on the American flag. These are people that don't like Thanksgiving. They don't like fireworks. I just don't know where they're getting these candidates. But more power to them, because I believe that we're going to be able to talk to the common sense conservatives across this country about how we get more money in their pocket, how we make them safe and secure, and how you know, we save America for the future of their children, their grandchildren, and the future is now for them too. So yes, that's the kind of campaign that we're going to run. That's the kind of campaign I think you're going to see our terrific candidates across the country running. And as I said, more primaries to come. We'll see what happens in Florida next week.
Have you been following the whole situation involving the USS Lincoln and the supposed conditions aboard the ship and the mental health of some of the people? It sounds like they were saying a potential suicide attempt, but they were able to bring them back on. But then you have Hegseth out there saying, no, what you're seeing in the media being reported right now is not true.
Well, I'm of course not on those ships. I don't know, but I can tell you that they're getting ready to swap out those carriers, I believe, right now. Those folks have been to sea for a long time, and they're going to swap those two out and get those folks in the Navy home for some time and a little R&R and a little work on the carrier too, I think. But the most damage that we're doing in Iran, Kim, is the blockade. I mean, right now the regime has no money. They can't pay their soldiers. Their economy is in shambles. And they know if they make one single move in that strait, that we're going to knock them 10 times harder. And they're going to come face to face with the Missouri-made F-18s and F-15s right over their heads. So I know the president's got him pinned down, and he's not going to give up an inch until they relent.
Are you in support of that strategy, Ann? I mean, the sort of wait and see, slowly sort of strangling them economically, or is it time to just go in and, I don't know, take out Karg Island or take out some of the power plants and show them that we mean business?
Yeah, I'm a hawk, you know, and I go back and forth. But right now, we're in a bit of a quiet period. Diplomacy, so to speak, does not seem to work with these folks. And how could it? These are people that shout death to America, and they have been for 47 years. This is a religious, ideological war. I know that during the Biden administration, Iran directed over 180 attacks on the U.S. forces, and he did nothing. I mean, we've been at this for 47 years. Never have we had a president that has said you cannot build a nuclear bomb.
Speaking of Kamala, here's an ad the Annie Fry Show thinks she should run. See, told you we'd get more fun.
When it comes to picking your vice president in 2024, the choice is clear.
Always ask, is there a Venn diagram for this? I'm telling you, it's fascinating when you do.
Kamala Harris.
Venn diagram, those three circles, right?
Or Dan Quayle.
The vice president gave students a spelling test.
Potato.
The boy wrote the word correctly, but Mr. Quayle wasn't satisfied until he had added an E.
Kamala loves potatoes, and she's running this year. Dan Quayle isn't.
We all need a mom. We need you to be Mamala of the country.
Your mama, so Kamala, she got elected VP.
My mother she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree?
She's relatable.
Raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus, right?
And she'll make America electric again.
I love electric school buses. I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus.
Make America work again.
Workers are building electric buses so people can get where they need to go.
And make America laugh again.
I love your laugh.
The choice for VP this year is clear. Dan Quayle. He's not running, but wouldn't he be better? Paid for by Quail Dan Pack.
That was a joke, but this is real. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is leaving to go back to family life. So who replaces her? Here's Rich Herrera of the Richmond Morning News at WRVA Radio.
But the big story of the day, Caroline Leavitt, the youngest press secretary in the history of the White House, is stepping down. She is a mom. Once again, she's got two little kids under the age of two. She said, listen, it's hard to be a mom and to be the White House press secretary, especially when you have a president that just go, 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 go. So God bless her. She did a wonderful job over there. I think she's probably one of the most effective press secretaries we have ever seen in the White House, because she would just stand there and just go to battle. I mean, she should have been wearing battle gear as she walked in. She could have been a ninja to talk with the White House press corps and held her own. Who should we have as our next White House press secretary? Because they're speaking for the president. They're speaking for the White House. Now, I know people will go, well, you know, the press secretary for Marco Rubio is pretty good, and there's one over there for the Senate, and there's one over at the Department of Interior. Now, listen, we can go find anybody at Capitol Hill that wants to apply for this job. I want to think outside the box this morning. Who would be a great White House press secretary? So we put it out on Facebook, facebook.com/newsradio WRVA. Here's my top 10, Dave. You ready?
Go for it.
Number one, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's a good one.
All right, you be a member of the press. You ask me a question.
So, Mr. Stone Cold.
What?
Wow.
He would be awesome, right?
Yeah. And be up there slamming beers at the
oh,
podium.
Oh, yeah. He gets done with the press conference. His music comes up. He's slamming a beer as he walks out, giving the middle finger to everybody. He'd be awesome. All right, here's my top 10 list. I just put it up on Facebook. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley would be, he just looked, what did you say? He'd be great, okay? Kid Rock. Kid Rock walks out with the full pimp outfit. Oh, he would be great. You said this earlier, so I included him. The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Somebody asks a question, gives him the people's eyebrow.
That would be good.
He would be outstanding. All right. How about this one? And again, these are not partisan. I'm just trying to think outside the box. How about Snoop Dogg?
Well, boy, Snoop Dogg, yeah.
Just Snoop Dogg just standing up there.
It'd be very chill.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
There wouldn't be much yelling or sarcasm or anything. You know, he'd just kind of be, well, you know.
Okay, now this one might be serious. You ready? Dana White. The guy who runs UFC, can you imagine Dana White as a press secretary? You know what?
Okay, well, he would just kind of, if he asked a dumb question, he would just ask you, really?
Really? And just, we're moving on. That's stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he challenged somebody to a fight. You want to fight? Hey, you got a question, Marco Rubio? I'll book it Saturday, UFC. We'll go fight on the lawn. He'd be great. All right, I threw this one in there. Because if I have Chuck, then I got to have Shaq.
Well, one could be, you know, they could trade off taking questions.
Oh, the two of them together?
Yeah.
Then maybe you just have the entire set of the NBA.
Have Kenny the Jet Smith
Kenny
up
the
there.
Jet. Kenny the Jet could run to the board to point things out behind them.
Yeah.
Right? Ernie Johnson's just standing there going, what is going on? And then you've got...
And Shaq would fall into the Christmas tree or something.
Right? You've got Charles who go... You know, there's some big old women in San Antonio.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. I heard that a lot when I was there.
There's some big old women in San Antonio. And then you'd have Shaq just going, and you can't understand a word he says. Yeah, that you could quote Shaq on that one. Okay. We already said this right off the bat. Gordon Ramsay. Donkey!
I think that might be my number one now. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Okay. Number nine. Matthew McConaughey, ask me a question. Go ahead. I'll be Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
Oh, you got to ask. Okay, I'll ask you a question. You be Matthew. Mr. McConaughey, we'd like to know, the latest job numbers came out, and we want to know the White House's position. It seems that we've lost a lot of jobs this month.
All right.
That would be outstanding.
No, do you have a job? It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
All right, then finally, Samuel L. Jackson.
There'd be a lot of swearing in that one.
Oh.
Almost as much swearing as with Gordon Ramsay.
Samuel L. Jackson from Pulp Fiction?
That would be good.
Hey.
And Snakes on a Plane?
Yeah. Or, you know, when he's in the diner in Pulp Fiction, somebody just asking him some other question, and he goes, chill, honey bunny. Be cool like Fonzie. That would be...
Be cool like Fonzie.
Cool like Fonzie. We're all going to be little Fonzies here. Tell us on either Facebook, News Radio WRVA, or you can text in the James River Herr text line, 833-804-1140. Somebody said John Fetterman on Facebook. That would be outstanding as well. What do you all think? 833-804-1140 or on our Facebook page, News Radio WRVA on Facebook.
Now, in all seriousness, what is going on with the Democrats? With every election, the top candidates seem to get wackier and wackier.
Is anybody paying attention to this guy, Lee Hassan Piker?
Well, I know you are.
I am. Well, I only pay attention to him because he's now the most powerful person in the Democrat Party.
Yep, sadly, but yes.
He's a kingmaker. Well, and sadly, Fox News and the mainstream media kind of mislead the American people. They keep calling him a podcast, or he's some guy. And now they're asking... You know, candidates like Abdul El Sayed. Hey, why are you still campaigning with that podcaster? You mean the one who could easily take out Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries if he wanted? Yeah, the leaders of the Democrat Party. Easily. He's the one who put Zohran Mamdani on the map and made him mayor. He's the one who backed El Sayed out of obscurity. Now he's the Democrat nominee for Senate in Michigan. He's the one who backed Graham Plattner, who started off with 16% against the very popular Democrat governor of Maine, Janet Mills. She dropped out once he got to 61%. That's Hassan Piker. Campaigned with him, put him on his very popular Twitch cast. It's got over 3 million followers, a lot of hardcore Democrat voters, a lot of spinoff clips. He runs the Democrat Party now. So when Hassan Piker comes out and says, we need discipline, we need a Marxist-Leninist kind of discipline in the Democrat Party against those criticizing Abdul El-Sayed as too radical. Lee, what is he referencing? Purges. Mm-hmm. Like the famous purge. Like when you look at, like, for instance, very famous, like Stalin, right? Those old pictures, and it's kind of almost a meme online. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll see him in one picture and he's with allies and top ranking officials in the party, and then in the next picture they're just airbrushed and they've disappeared. Mm-hmm. That's a purge.
Yeah, the original cancellation.
The original cancellation, where it's very permanent.
Yes.
You don't just get another account and get back online.
No,
you know what I mean?
Because you have left the planet.
Yes, exactly. Listen to him. He's openly calling for Marxist-Leninist purges of the Democrat Party.
You can't be out here saying, like, oh, I'm a centrist Democrat and I think Abdul is a bridge too far. That must be punished, okay? If there's one Marxist-Leninist doctrine that the Democratic Party should deploy, it's that. Follow the party line. Sure, we'll have robust democracy, a robust democratic back and forth internally within the party. Once the winner is declared, no more factionalism. It's over. Abide by the party line.
Okay, if I'm Chuck Schumer or Hakeem Jeffries, that is sending a chill down my spine.
Heck, James Carville ought to watch his back.
Yeah, really, I know. Because he can take out Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries with the right candidate in their primaries. He will win in New York in the commie corridor. Heck, the whole New York, I think, now is a commie corridor at this rate.
Joe Concha had the greatest comment this weekend. He said, you know what you get with a big tent?
What?
Clowns.
Exactly. And this is the chief clown saying, look, I demand that these moderate, so-called moderate Democrat critics of El-Sayed be silenced or else. Or else what? And he's openly quoting Marxist-Leninists.
This guy's like the clown in It.
He is, but he's the leader.
Yeah.
He's not a joke. I mean, he's not just some podcaster. And you saw this weekend. It would really help Abdul El-Sayed to just drop this guy and not campaign with him. Especially given that Piker said America deserved 9/11. But El-Sayed knows better. He can't drop Hassan Piker. How's that going
to
work?
Well, it used to be that if a Democrat or even a Republican candidate had some type of donor that had made some offhand or even, hateful comment like he's done, they would return the donations. That doesn't happen anymore.
Not anymore. Here's El-Sayed.
You face scrutiny for campaigning with socialist streamer Hassan Piker, who has made a series of inflammatory comments, as you well know, including saying America deserved 9/11. Do you plan to continue to campaign with Hassan Piker in the general election campaign?
Look, I'm less concerned now with who I'm campaigning with, a lot more concerned about who I'm campaigning to. We got a lot of work to do to continue to build the coalition that's going to be Mike Rogers.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't answer. Basically, I'm going to keep campaigning with him.
Suddenly, he's become a real politician, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Red Meat, a collection of conservative audio from Odyssey's talk stations across the country. This is the place where we're not afraid to dig in. Listen wherever you get podcasts and smash that subscribe button.